我们先有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
帮我们带进新的一年。
That you bring us into a new year.
为了过去，我们要感谢你。
For the past, we thank thee.
为了今后的日子，我们仰望你。
And for the days ahead, we look to thee.
主，因为你是说话的神。
Lord, because you're a God who speaks.
你不住地把你的话向人来打开。
And you continue to open your word to us.
我们就在这里一同仰望你。
And here together, we look to thee.
求你继续地向我们说话，如同过去你向我们说话一样。
That you will continue to speak to us as you have spoken to us in the past.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
Lord, we praise and thank thee.
因着你自己的话，你叫我们活进光的里头。
And because of thy word, you allow for us to live in
light. 也让我们行走在光的当中。
And that you allow for us to walk in light.
主，我们实在需要你常常叫我们在你的话中看见光。
Lord, please do always allow for us to see light in thy word.
让你自己生命的丰富和你荣耀的丰富在我们的里面越过越加添。
So that the riches of your life and the riches of your glory will continue to increase within us.
这是你起初在我们身上所定的心意。
And that is also your original desire you have for us.
所以我们就放胆向你有所求，有所要。
So we do ask and request of this from you boldly.
但愿你的心思和意念在我们的里面能完全地调动我们这一个人。
So that your heart and mind can completely direct us completely.
感谢我们的主，我们承认，如果不是你自己的恩待，我们对你有许许多多的误解。
Lord, we do praise and thank thee because if it's not by your grace, we have so much misunderstanding about you.
但是感谢你，你乐意向我们表白你的自己。
But we thank thee because you're willing to make yourself known to us.
把我们从愚昧带进智慧。
So that you'll bring us from foolishness into wisdom.
把我们在灰暗带进光明。
So that from darkness you'll bring us into light.
主啊，所以我们仍然在一年的开始仰望我们的主。
Therefore, even at the beginning of this new year, Lord, we look to thee.
但愿我们到你面前来的众人是不住的让你的话语吸引我们。
So all of us, when we come into thy presence, you'll compel us with thy word.
让我们里面是认定了我们一生就是拣选你的道路。
So that within we will be determined to choose your path all the days of our life.
我们感谢主，晚上我们在这里再一次的聚集。
Lord, we thank thee that once again we can gather here together tonight.
主，你在我们中间要得着荣耀。
Lord, may you be glorified in our midst.
也向我们再次显明你恩典的丰富。
And that once again you will manifest to us the riches of your grace.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship thee.
我们都在这里等候你。
Together we await for thee here.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And listen to our prayer in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.我们感谢神，虽然上一次我们从四十章以赛亚里边只是看了一点点。
We thank God even though last time we only looked into chapter 40 of Isaiah a little bit.
因为四十章是对以赛亚书来说，那是一个转捩点。
And because in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 is a turning point.
神从当时的犹大的处境说到转到向犹大来说明在神永远的旨意里头神在他们身上要做。
From the situation in Judah, God turns and speaks to them what he is to do according to his eternal will upon them.
而神的话语的信息一出来啊，就叫神的百姓要接受安慰。
When the message of the Lord comes forth through his message, it will comfort his people.
因为他们的愚昧在神的面前，神已经按照神的公义和怜悯来做了许多的工。
Because of their foolishness, God has already done much work according to them, according to the judgment and mercy of God.
把他们在神面前的亏缺都拿掉了。
So that God would have removed all their shortcomings before them.
也补满了。
And also have made them full.
所以神在他们的中间，在神的工作上头要有一个新的起头。
Therefore, upon them, God will have a new beginning of His work upon them.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
因为从那些很简单的话的里边， 给我们在旧约里头看见新约的影儿。
Because from those very simple words in the old covenant, we're able to see shadows of the new one.
也看见神怎样来把他的百姓从灰暗的里边带进光。
And we're able to see how God will lead his people from darkness into light.
特别我们看得清楚的就是一切的工作都是神自己去做的。
Especially we're able to see very clearly all of the work is done by God himself. 人
在长期的那一种给 环境的重压的底下。
And man, for a long period of time, have been under the burden of the work.
好像都失去指望了。
It seems like they've lost hope.
好像没有办法再在主的面前提起这儿来了。
It seems like no longer can they lift up their energy before the Lord.
所以当神来告诉他们，他们要受安慰的时候。
So when God comes to tell them that they shall be comforted.
他们好像接不过来。
It seems like they cannot receive this from God.
当神在他们中间给他们再一次差遣的时候。
When God sends them one more time before him.
他们好像觉得我们根本都没路走了，还差什么钱呢？
It seems like they feel, I have no other way. How can I go forth then?
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神给他们一个保证。
God gives them this guarantee.
第一就说到神的耶和华的荣耀一定要显现。
First, it tells us that the glory of God will be manifested.
另外又说到神亲口说的话一定要成就。
And then it tells us God himself will accomplish what the Lord said.
因为神的话是永远立定。
That is because the word of God is established.
那好了，我们感谢神。
Now we thank God.
我们接下来要看神怎么来扭转他的百姓里边的阴暗而行走在光明中。
We can see then how God himself would turn around the dimness, that the darkness that's in the people's heart and how they will walk in light.
那么所以我们从这个 第四节开始不对从第八节开始我们就看见神说话的那个语调转了。
Therefore, starting from verse 8, we can see the tone of God's speech here turns.
转向哪里呢?
How does God turn?
转向调整神百姓的心思。
God turns to adjust the heart of the people of God.
要让神的百姓对于神的自己的所事和所做有一个非常非常明确的认定。
So that in the heart of the people of God, they will be very firmly and accurately know of who God is and what he has done.
因为从第八节开始。
Because starting from verse 8.
神就说出他要在他的百姓的中间来做成他所要做的事。
God tells them what he is to do in their midst.
但是我们读到这里的时候。
But as we read to this point,
我们千万别忘了。
Let's not forget.
第六节那里。
In verse 6 there.
那是神的差遣。
That is the sending of God.
有人声喊叫说。有人声说你喊叫吧。
The voice said, cry.
那一个回应的人的声音就说我喊叫什么。
And there's this reply of one who says, what shall I cry?
我们上一次就特别提到了。这是一个已经落在灰暗里面的人。他听到神在那里让他再为神说话，他说我们还说什么。
Last time we have already made mention especially about this point that this is already one who has fallen into darkness, so what not?
有什么好说呢？
Sends them to cry again, they would respond by what shall I say?
那么长久神管教我们，神好像都已经放弃了。
What shall I cry? Because we're under the discipline of God for such a long period of time.
现在让我们去喊叫，喊叫什么？
It seems as if God has forsaken us for us to cry now. What are we to cry?
那我们记住这个事实。
Now let us remember this fact.
你就看到从第八节开始一直到底下好长的一些话，神就是要对这些在神光中看不见光的人来扭转他们的心思。
Then you're able to see, starting from verse 8 all the way to the end, a very long passage, how God turns the heart of these people who have fallen into darkness.
那所以我们从十二节开始，神就给他们几个问题。
So that they can see the light of God when there seems to be no light. Starting with verse 11, God shows them a few questions. What questions are they?
12节, 我们看看.
Verse 12.
谁曾用手心量珠水, 用手虎口量窗天?
Who have measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with the span?
用伸斗乘大地的尘土, 用秤乘山岭, 用天平平冈岭呢?
And comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighted the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance.
谁曾测度耶和华的心,或做他的谋士指教他呢?
Who have directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, have taught him.
他与水相遇,谁教导他,谁将公平的路指示他,又将知识教训他。 将通达的道指教他呢?
With whom took the he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding?
一大堆的话都是神上犹大的百姓发出的问题。
All these questions are questions God raised to the people of Judah.
然后很清楚的在那里让
So that the people would consider this carefully.
你们说吧, 你们看到这许许多多的事情, 你们说是谁能做的?
Now you say, you answer when you see all of this, who is able to do all of this?
哪一个人能用他的手心来量珠水?
Who is able to measure the waters in the hollow of his hand?
用手的虎口来量窗天?
And meted out heaven with the span.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
你说开玩笑,
you say, is this a joke?
这个问题简直是开玩笑,
I mean, this is just a very ridiculous question.
哪里可以有人用手心来去量那个天上所有的水?
Now, who's able to measure all the waters in the hollow of his hand?
哪里有人可以用这个虎口来量这个天啊?
And who is able to mete out heaven with the span of his hand?
神的问题还没停在这儿。
Yet, God's questions does not end there.
神的问题说,
God says,
谁能用伸斗, 就是那些从前量米的那个小量器, 来盛装大地的尘土。
And who comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, the measures what they used previously in the old days to measure the rice.
用秤来称那个山岭。
And weighted the mountains in scales.
哦,底下还有一些。
And it continues to have other questions.
那神这个问题是指出一个什么?
Now these questions from God, what does it point out?
要他的百姓去面对一个 你们所认识的神是什么样的神?
So that the people of God will question and understand what kind of God they know.
弟兄姊妹,这是一个非常严肃的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very solemn question.
神向他的百姓说话,
God speaks to his people.
会向他的百姓说话的,
and he is one who will speak to his people.
不像哑巴偶像,
He is unlike the dumb idols who cannot speak.
我们常常说神是说话的神。
Oftentimes we say God is a God who speaks.
不但是说到神自己, 他做工的方法就是把话给人。
Not only speaks of the fact that God is one who speaks and would give his word to people.
同时也是让我们去领会。
But also for us to understand,
他是说话的神,
He is a God who speaks.
说出他是又真又活的神,
that tells us of a fact He is a true and living God.
不像一般人心思里面的那些偶像神,
unlike the idols in general in the heart of men,
那些是哑巴,
and though they are dumb,
那些是不会说话的,
and those idols cannot speak.
我们感谢我们的主,
now we thank our Lord.
那我们的神还不单是在那里说到他是谁,
Now, God here not only tells us who He is,
还说到他所做的是谁来决定,
also tells us all that He has done, who determined it.
有没有给人给他出主意?
Did anyone give Him counsel?
有没有向他献策略?
And anyone have directed His path?
当然,
of course,
这个是在人中间没有答案。
Amongst men, there's no answer to this.
如果他是谁,
if He is God,
你找谁来给他提意见？
But then, who can give him counsel?
你透过谁来告诉他说你该怎么做？
Through him, who is able to tell God what he is to do?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神在那里就发出几个这样的问题。
God expresses these questions here.
你们说我是谁？
You say, who am I?
我做的是什么？
What is it that I have done?
你们知道不知道？
Do you know or not?
那当然在旧约的日子。
Of course, in the days of the Old Testament.
在犹大的百姓的中间。
Amongst the people of Judah.
能认识神的作为和完全认识神的人并不多见。
And those who know the work of God and truly know God is not many.
不要说在旧约的日子。
Not only in the days of the Old Testament.
在新约的日子这个情况也那个变动也不是挺大。
Even in the New Testament times, it is not a great change.
这不是犹大当时的难处。
This is not only the difficulty for Judah at that time.
说清楚。
To be very strict.
这也是称为神名下的人长久以来的难处。
This has always been a difficulty for those who are under the
name of God. 我们对神的认识不清不楚。
Our understanding of God is unclear.
他是谁？
Who is he?
他要做什么？
What is he to do?
一直到现在，许多称为神名下的人都没有办法了解。
Even until today, many who are called under the name of God do not fully understand.
但是这个问题很早很早神就提出来了。
But God has raised this question a very long time ago.
他让他的百姓你去思想，你去考虑。
He asked his people to consider and to think about this.
你们心里面好像接不过来，我要把你们整个的脚步和整个的前途都扭转。
It seems as you cannot receive this over in your heart, I'm to turn around completely your footsteps and your heart.
你们怀疑我不会这样做。
You doubt that I will not do this.
甚至你怀疑我不能这样做。
Even to a point you doubt that I cannot do this.
那你就来思想这几个问题。
Then consider these questions I have for you.
看看你们对我的认识到一个什么的地步。
And see to what point is it your understanding of who I am. 我们感谢
我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
主说出这一大堆的话。
Our Lord gives all these words here.
乃是要叫愿意来到神的面前跟随主的人。
It is for those who are willing to come before the Lord's presence to follow him.
拣选主的人。
Those who are willing to choose him.
需要很明确的弄清楚你们所信的神是谁。
That they must clearly know whom it is they have believed in.
同时呢翻过来。
At the same time, to turn that around.
也把人的愚昧和至高至大来做一个澄清。
It will also clarify man's foolishness and man's boastful pride.
你留意到刚才神提到的那一大堆的问题。
Now you take note of all the questions that God have here.
真的是很高的。
It is very high.
是人没办法摸得到的。
It's something that man cannot touch.
但现在神又转过来让人去认识人的自己是什么。
But now God turns to show man who man is.
所以十五节那里神就转了几句话。
So starting from verse 15, God turns to a few words here.
当你说看啊万民都像水桶里的一滴。
Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket.
又算如天庭上的微尘。
And are counted as the small dust of the balance.
弟兄姊妹们，虽然是两句话
，Brothers and sisters, even though only two sentences,
但是这两句话摆在神刚才所提出的那一大堆的问题里面前。
But when you put these two sentences into the midst of all the questions which God just raised,
就显出这两句话的那一个分量蛮重的。
It really shows us the weightiness of these words here, how heavy they are.
重到一个什么的地步
？Now how weighty are these words here?
重到说出人以为自己很了不起。
They are very heavy that it points out the fact that man thinks they're very great.
但是神把人的那个真相摆出来。
But God reveals the true reality of man.
让人很清楚地看见。
So that man will fully understand.
你们究竟是什么？
That what truly man is.
弟兄姊妹们，神用了两个形容的事物。
brothers and sisters, God used two things here to describe mankind. He said, man is as a drop of a bucket. Now, this is being very courteous already. Now, to be very honest, God can just say, you are just even a drop in the vast ocean. And so here, God is very courteous. That you're a drop in a bucket. Now, this is an even exalting man already. And then he says, you are as the small dust of the balance.
That
you are nothing. It seems like this will damage the self-esteem of man. But the fact is, this is truly the difficulty, the only reason for man to have a difficulty before God. Seems like God is being very courteous when he says these two sentences. Because when you consider the mass, it is only the size, the difference here. Now the bucket is larger and the drop is very little. Now the balance comparatively to the dust is still big. A small dust, of course, is very minute. But brothers and sisters, take note. When God says these two things, he still gives some ground to man. Because man, God still considers man something. Even as a drop, it is still something. As small as a small dust, it is still something.
比较底上, 他说到人手所做的那一些呢,
especially in comparison to what God says about what the work of man is, then that is even more courteous.
因为底下神再说了一些什么事呢?
Because later on, what does God continue to say?
底下神就说到17节
Verse 17, God says,
万民在他面前好像虚无, 被他看为不及虚无, 乃是虚空。
All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity.
如果神把那个真相完全地摆出来,
if God completely shows us the truth,
你看神说人是一个水滴,
you see that God says man is the small drop,
人是一粒微尘,
and we're small dust,
还算是一些东西,
we're still consider something an item.
但底下你就看到那个神把那个真相一显露的时候,
but later on, you see, when God shows us the real truth, then we are nothing.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
神那这就
we must take note when God speaks in this way, we must go back to the history of the fall of Judah.
当然从犹大的堕落,
of course, when we go back to the history of the fall of Judah, we have to go back even further to the fall of man.
不管是人最早的堕落和后来犹大的堕落,都是同在一个原则里。
Now, regardless was from the very beginning of the fall of man or the fall of Judah, it is in the same principle.
他们肯定自己是人物。
Now, the fact is that man affirms themselves to be something.
但是神说, 你们根本是什么都不是。
But God tells us we are nothing.
当你们知道自己什么都不是了, 那你就有转机。
If we come to this realization where in fact nothing, then there's a turning point. But if we still hold on to the fact, no, I am something, then we have no path ahead of us.
When God 字句跟语气上来说，神的确是说得很客气。
And now when God tells us this, in his tone, in the words, he is very nice to us.
因为当神在这里说到这个这一番这些事的时候，
Because when God says of these things,
神就说出一个和这个围城和这个水滴来相比的另一方面。
God tells us the distinction between the drop or the small dust in comparison to what?
他说神举起众海岛，好像极微之物。
God says that he would spread the items and they are like nothing.
黎巴嫩的树林不够做柴来烧。
And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn.
烧什么柴呢？
To burn as wood.
比赛我们看到。
It is the wood to burn the offering. We can see that as it follows.
黎巴嫩的树林里头的那一些走兽也不够做燔祭。
Nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering.
所以神就说出那个真实的那个情形来。
So God tells us the reality.
这是关乎人神的所是和人的所是。
It tells us the fact of who God is and who man is.
然后接下去神就说了。
And then God continues to say.
那个问题就转了。
The question shifts.
你们究竟十八节你们究竟将谁比神用什么形象与神比较呢
To whom then will you liken God or what likeness will you compare unto him
读到下文我们就知道一件事
When we read on we realize then
刚才我们所看的那是神用他的所事来让人去认识他是谁
Previously, we just shared on God tells us who he is to allow for man to have an understanding, in fact, who God is.
现在从十八节开始，神就用神所做来让人去认识他是谁。
Starting from verse 18, God allows for us to see from the work of his hand to come to know who he is.
所以他那个问题转过来说，究竟你们把我看作是什么？看作什么
？So God changes the question around to whom then will you liken unto me?
你拿什么来跟我来做比较
？And what likeness will you compare unto me?
在人的心思里面，他们就想到偶像。
In the heart of man, we naturally think of idols.
他们就想到众外邦他们所侍奉的那些许许多多的神。
Naturally, we'll think of the many Gentile gods.Whom the Gentile nations worship.
神提出了神所做的事情的时候，他也把人所做的也带出来。
When God mentions the things, the works of His hand, He also brings out the work of man's hand.
那么人所做的最厉害是什么？
What is it then the most powerful that man is able to do?
这个真有意思。
This is very meaningful.
长久以来抵挡神的人呢，常常说。神是人造出来的。
For the longest time, those who oppose God tells us that God is created by man's hands.
所以神都不是真的。
So God is not real.
这话说对了一半，一大半。
Now, these words are only a majority right.
但是有一点点不实在。
But they are not very real.
因为他们所说的都是假神。
Because what they're referring to are the false gods.
他们从来没有接触过真神。
They have never come into contact with the true God.
也对真神毫无知识。
And they have no understanding of the true God.
所以他们就一棒打下来的时候说神是人造的。
So with one swipe, they just take everything away and say God is created by man.
我们读以赛亚书读的最有意思。
Now when we read Isaiah, it's very
meaningful. 神就用人心头脑里面常常以为是的那一件事情反过来问人。
God then uses what man thinks and thinks is right to turn it around to ask man the same question.
神在这里就说了。
Here God says,
你用什么来跟我比较呢
Now what will you use to compare with me?
用什么形象来跟我比较
What likeness will you compare with me?
你们就想到偶像就是神
You think of the idols of God
神就是偶像
That God is an idol
但偶像是什么呢
But what is an idol?
19节
Verse 19 Brothers and sisters pay attention
偶像是匠人铸造银匠用金包裹为他铸造银链
The workman moldeth a graven image and the goldsmith spread it over with gold and cast silver chains
那穷乏的献不起这样的公物的就拣选不能朽坏的树木为自己寻找巧匠力气不能摇动的偶像
He that is so impoverished that he have no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot, he seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved.
啊，你们看，你们就要用那些人造的那些假神来跟我相比。
Now you want to use the creation of man, the false gods, to compare me with.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们看到历代志和列王记的神的百姓的那些历史
Brothers and sisters, if we consider the history of the people of God in Chronicles and Kings,
我们很清楚地看见
Very clearly we see
整个以色列包括犹大 在里头他们在神面前的失落就是拜偶像
The entire Israel, including Judah in the midst, their fall is because of idolatry
他们就是用假神去代替活神
That they will use the idols to take the place of the true God
他们就是用偶像去代替真神
That they will use the idols to take the place of the true God
所以神在圣经里面说到他是又真又活的神
Therefore God tells us in the Bible that he is the true and living God
人就喜欢去拣选那些假神来代替这位活神。
Yet man would choose the false gods to take the place of this living God.
那神在这里就说了。
Now God here says,
你看你们所能做的最高的表现就是制造假神。
Well, look, this is the greatest work that you can do is to create false gods.
你们没有留意到我是谁。
But the fact is you did not take notice who I am.
你们没有留意到什么是可以跟我相比
You cannot see the fact who can compare with me.
那然后神就直截了当就说又再把那个问题往更深的地方来摆出来了
And then God continues to go to the point even in the depth and points out this to them.
在21节以后的那一段
Starting from verse 21 onward.
他说你们不曾知道吗
Have you not known?
你们没有听过吗?
Have you not heard?
从起初没有人告诉你们吗?
Have it not been told to you from the beginning?
这几句话有意思啊。
Now these are very meaningful words.
以色列人也说真的没有人告诉我们。
Israel perhaps can answer and say, yeah, true, no one has told us.
但是神只要问一句话。
But God will only ask,
你们读过摩西书没有?
Have you read the books of Moses?
如果他们说没有
If they say no
那你们是无知
Then you are ignorant
把神给你们的那一份荣耀的恩典都扔掉
You have wasted, thrown away the glory, glorious grace which God has given to you
如果他们说我们读过我们常常读摩西的书
If their answer says yes, we have read the book of Moses, we have read it often
神就问那创世纪第一章你读过没有
Then God will ask them, have you read Genesis chapter 1?
读过、啊、
They say yes, we have
读过你怎么不知道
Then God will say, how can you say you do not know?
神在这里所发的几个问题呢
And all the questions that God asked here
你们岂不知道吗
Have you not known?
你们没有听过吗
Have you not heard?
从起初没人告诉你吗
Have it not been told to you from the beginning?
告诉什么
To tell you what?
自从地的根基你们没有明白神坐在地球大圈之上
Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth?
地上的居民好像蝗虫
And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers
就是说很多了
That means there are many
但是呢
But,
铺张穹苍是谁呢
That stretches out the heavens as a curtain
那个窗天好像那个幔子那样展开
And spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in
让这许许多多的人都可以在天底下来居住
So all these many multitudes that dwell under the heavens
来生活
To live
这是谁做的
Who is it that have done so?
在人的历史的里头
In the history of man
君王的兴起
The rays of the king
君王的败落
The falls of the kings
地上有权势的人审判官
and all those who have power and authority on earth.
但神让他们都失去作用
but God have made them to nothing.
而你们看到在历史上这种情形是不是很常常出来啊
and when you see these circumstances on earth, do you think it is very common?
那谁约束着这些事情呢
now who constrains all of this?
谁管理着这些事情呢
and who governs over this?
他们这些人有势力的时候
when these people are in power,
他们觉得自己很了不起
and they feel they're great.
但是神说
but God says,
他们不过好像什么刚刚种上的植物
Now God says they are just like those who have just been planted
根还没有长得好
and they have not been rooted in the earth
只是在地里头有一点点的位置
but they only have been sown on earth
神要把它一吹
and if God were to blow upon them
他们就枯干了
and they will wither
他们就什么都没有了
and they will be blown away as nothing
然后神主就把那个问题带进更进一步来问清楚了。
And then God further asked the point more clearly.
那你们将谁比我叫我叫他们与我相等
To whom will ye then liken me, or shall I be equal, said of the Holy One?
神一步一步的把人带到一个很深刻的那个认定里。
Step by step, God leads man into a very deep understanding.
你看到人的历史那个发展
When you see the development of the history of man
当然现在人家就说历史的发展有个规律
Now, Of course, man will say now there is a rule, a principle to the development of history
但是神在这里问一个问题
But here God asks a question
他不讲那个历史发展是不是有规律
God does not say if there is a law to the development of history or not He is asking
这是历史的发生
This is the development of history
是谁在那里管理
Who is it that have governed it?
弟兄姊妹这些问题都是很深刻
Brothers and sisters, these are very deep, strong questions
也是我们平常人根本就没有去留意的
It is also things we do not commonly take note of
但神就把它带出来让你去留意
But God brings them forth for you to pay attention to
还不只是这样
Not only this
他说好
He says
你来留意整个宇宙整个万有里面一切的现象
Lift up your eyes and all the phenomenon that is throughout the universe
你们留意到这些现象是怎么出现
And when you take note how do they appear
这些现象是怎么在它的规律的里头来存留的
How these phenomena will be kept according to law
那这些问题是人很忽略的
Now these are questions that man will neglect
好像说这个话好像是很不尊重现在那些做科学研究的人。
Now, when I say these words, it seems like I'm not giving the due respect to the scientists.
很长的一段时间。
For the long period of time.
在人的心思里头是产生了一种这样的想法。
In the thinking of man, there has been this way of thinking.
他们认定科学是万能的。
We think that science is almighty.
自从前年，现在说是大前年底，南亚的那个海啸发生以后，接二连三来的那些自然的灾害。
Starting from the tsunami a few years ago, and the very many natural disasters that follow after that.
我们才开始听到科学界的人承认一个事实。
Then do we begin to hear those in the science field confess of one thing?
他们说什么呢
？What is it that they're saying?
他说自然的力量是没有任何人事物可以抵挡的。
They confess that the natural forces, natural law, is something that man cannot resist or oppose.
哦，这算是一个进步。
This is a step advance for them.
因为人终于认识了。一些他们 从来不接触的问题。
Because somewhat man is able to now come to the realization of something they never admitted before.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神在这里提醒属神的人，你去注意所有的现象。
Here God tells those who belong to him to take note of all the phenomena,
包括天上的，
including those in heaven,
地上的，
on earth,
甚至地底下的，
even beneath the earth,
海洋中的，
even in the ocean,
所有的那种现象，
and all these phenomena,
谁在那里制定了？
Who is it that keeps them?
谁在把它制定了以后，就一定要按照那个自然的规律在那里来表达。
And who created these things and will keep them running according to its law.
好，弟兄姊妹，这就让我们看到科学所带给我们的是什么。
Thus, brothers and sisters, we're able to realize what is it that science has brought us.
是发现一个现象而利而使用那个现象。
Science has brought us to a discovery of a phenomenon and to use that discovery.
但是这个现象是怎么出现的呢？
Yet, how does this phenomenon appear?
怎么维持的呢？
And how is this phenomenon kept?
没有一个科学做研究的人在这一方面有一丁点的表达。
There is not one scientist who is able to have any input in the least way on how the phenomenon exists or takes place.
在几千年两千多三千年前的以赛亚书，神就上人发出这个问题。
Even thousands of years ago in the book of Isaiah, God asked this question to man.
你看到这许许多多的现象。
And when you see all these phenomena,
是谁在那里制定呢？
Who is it that has created them? Who governs them?
谁在那里约束着他们，必须按照他们的规律来运行呢？
But these things must work out according to its own law.
严格说起来，
to be very strict,
还不是在以赛亚上的日子神说的。
This question is not only raised during the day of Isaiah.
严格的说起来，
to be very strict,
在约伯记的那个日子，
even in the days of Job,
那就是比亚伯拉罕还早的一日子。
And that is the days even before Abraham.
神就已经发生什么问题了？
God have already asked this question.
神就已经把这些事情带到人的中间了。
God have already posed these questions to man.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当他要去挽回他的百姓从灰暗的里面出来而回到指望中间的时候，
When God is to restore his people from darkness back to his will,
神就把他的所事和他的所作做一个原则性的发表。
God makes known in principle who he is and what he has done.
那当神把了这些问题摆出来以后，
Now after God places all these things before them,
神就直接对犹大的百姓说话。
God directly speaks to the people of Judah.
那所以刚才我特别和弟兄姊妹提到第四节的那句话，第六节的那一句话引出神说了那么许多的话，现在你可以看到了。
Therefore, I've mentioned to brothers and sisters the specific reason why God says the words in chapter verse 6.
六节那里说
all these words. In verse 6 there it says,
有人声说你喊叫吧。
The voice said, cry.
那个回应是说我喊叫什么。
The voice, the response is, what shall I cry?
我有什么好喊叫的。
What good is there for me to cry?
我看看我们自己。
When I look at myself,
看看我们就称为神拣选的百姓，
and I look at us, the people that are chosen by God.
长久以来我们给人浅踏，给人侮辱，给人欺负。
For the longest period of time, we're trampled upon, trod upon, shamed upon.
我们要落到一个，已经落到一个地步，连头都抬不起来了。
We've fallen to this point that we cannot even lift up our heads.
你还叫我们呼喊。
And you call us to cry.
呼喊什么？
What are we to cry?
现在我们知道了。
But now we know.
神说了那一大堆的。
After all those words God have said.
然后神就转到这个问题来了。
And then God comes to this question.
27节,
verse 27. Brothers and sisters, take note.
雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？
Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord?
以色列啊，你为何言我的冤屈神并不查问？
O Israel, why do they speak that my judgment is passed over from my God?
弟兄姊妹，你看到了？
Brothers and sisters,
这就是当时 犹大的百姓和是以色列的百姓心里头的那一个结。
This is the knot that is in the heart of the people of Israel, the people of Judah.
他们觉得神已经放弃他们了。
They feel that God has already forsaken them.
神已经不再理会他们了。
That God no longer pays any attention to them.
甚至更有糟糕的。
Even worse.
可以把这样的一个疑问再往深处推到一个地步，就是说根本就没有神。
They will go further even in this doubt to a point they will question there is not no God at all.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？这个岂不是历世历代以来人在神的面前那个心思的变动？
Brothers and sisters, can we not see throughout the generations this is the change that keeps on going on in the heart of man?
那个变动的方向就是这样。
And the direction of that change is this way.
从疑惑神。
From doubting God
到怀疑神
to questioning God
从怀疑神
and from doubting God
到不承认有神
to confess there is no God
弟兄姊妹你看到人心思那个发展的那个方向就是这样
Brothers and sisters, that is the very direction of the man's thought and inclination
神非常知道人里面的光景
God truly knows the condition in the heart of man
神把人里面的光景从隐藏带到明处
from hidden, God brings the heart of man to light
你看看你们自己是不是这个样
Now look at yourself, is this the way you are?
你们一直觉得神不理会你们了。
You feel that God does not pay any attention to you.
你们一直以为神向你们隐藏了。
You think that God has hidden himself from you.
神忘记你们
了。That he has forgotten you.
所以神说。
So God says.
你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏
?Why sayest thou my way is hid from the Lord?
我的冤屈神并不查问
and my judgment is passed over from my God
神说你们错了
God says you're wrong
你们岂不知道
do you not know
永在的神耶和华创造地极的主并不疲乏也不困倦
That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary.
我们读到这一个句话的时候
When we read these words,
我们就想起我们的主在四福音的里边所说的那一句话
We recall the words that our Lord speaks in the four Gospels.
因为我们读创世纪的时候
Because when we read Genesis,
我们就读到第七日神停歇了一切的工。
We know that God rested from all his work on the seventh
day. 我们就好像觉得哦神创造了以后他什么事都没有可以做的。
We feel after all his creation, there's nothing else he can do.
但是到了四福音你听到主在那里说
But in the four Gospels, you hear the Lord saying,
神没有停止过工作。
God have not stopped working.
他没有停下他的手。
He has not ceased his working hand.
我们的主说
Our Lord says,
父做事直到如今
The Father continues to work until now.
我也做事
As the Son.
父做事直到如今
As the Father continues to work until now.
那这个如今当然是主说话的那个时候
Of course, this now is at the time when the Lord was speaking.
但是这个话还是继续往前的。
But these words also continue forward.
从说话的时候直到今天。
Even from the day the Lord spoke until today.
神还是在做工。
They are still working.
神还是在做。
God is still at work.
神没有停止过他不做工。
God has not ceased from his work.
因为他的旨意还没有完成。
Because his will is not yet done.
他的计划还在进行中。
His plan is still in progress.
他没有办法能停下来。
He cannot stop.
如果当年我们的祖宗是与神合作的话
If our forefather have cooperated with God
也许我们的神真的是在第七日就安息了
Perhaps on the seventh day God is able to be at rest
但是因着我们的祖宗加上我们的愚昧我们的神他愿意得安息但是他不能
But because of our forefather and our foolishness, God delights to have rest, but he cannot have rest. Therefore, in the book of Isaiah, when we hear Isaiah proclaiming this, what kind of God is he? He neither fainteth or is weary.
那隐藏了一个什么事实呢?
What fact does this hiddenly tell us?
就主做的那个事实,
that is what the Lord says.
我父做事直到如今,
my Father worketh until now.
我父做事直到如今,
and my Father worketh until now.
我也做事,
as the Son.
他为了把人挽回,
in order to reconcile man.
他为了要把神 起初所定的个旨意带到完成,
in order for the original will of God to be brought into completion,
神没有办法停止不做工,
God cannot stop from working.
他没有办法能享用安息,
God cannot enjoy rest.
特别我们看到我们的主说, 劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来, 我就叫他们得安息。
Especially when we hear our Lord saying, all those who are weary and heavy laden, they can come unto me and I will give them rest. We can clearly see he is the Lord of rest. But when we see he is the Lord who gives rest, we're able to see this Lord who gives rest himself have not enjoyed rest.
No, so, 我们, 我们的主借着以赛亚在这里说出神的一个秘密,
so here the Lord through Isaiah tells us a secret.
显露出人对神的埋怨, 人对神的那一种误会和不了解, 是何等的, 叫神感觉过不来。
To expose to us our misunderstanding, our not knowing God, and our misconception of God, how it causes God to not be happy about that. Especially upon the Israelites.
对外邦人,
as to the Gentiles, perhaps it is somewhat more acceptable to God. But amongst the Israelites,
你们有的是,
what you have are the five books of Moses. What you have throughout history is God's leading and guidance upon you.
怎么你们能说, 我的道路向耶和华隐藏?
How is it that you can say unto the Lord, my way is hid from him?
我的冤屈神不再查问,
and my judgment is passed over from my God.
神说你们错了,
God says you are wrong.
你们错了,
you are wrong.
我一直没有停过,
I have never stopped.
我要把你们挽回,
in order to reconcile you.
但是为什么又好像,
but then why is it seemingly like the facts don't completely match with what you're telling us, God? God tells them,
他说,
there is no searching of his understanding.
神的智慧无法测度,
there is no searching of his understanding.
那就说出了你们以为神向你们隐藏的那些环境,
this tells us that the fact you think that God is hiding the circumstances to you,
乃是神的智慧,
yet that is the wisdom of God.
你们以为的冤屈神没有给你们伸, 那个深渊,
you think that your judgment are passed over by your God.
那是神的智慧,
that is the wisdom of God.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为神,
because God loves you.
但是他不姑息你们,
but he would not withhold from you.
他爱你们,
even though God loves you,
盼望你们能回到神最初的那一个荣耀的又丰满的 神的心意。
God delights for you to go back to his original purpose and the abundance of his purpose.
如果神在这一个时候出手来安慰你，
If God will comfort you at this particular time,
来带你脱离你们以为是很难以忍受的那些情况，
and deliver you from circumstances you think are too hard,
那你们就得不到造就，
Now then you will not be edified,
你们就得不到恢复，
Now you will not recover.
神的智慧晓得，
God's wisdom knows.
你们必须要经过这一些，你们才知道什么叫做神的圣洁和公义。
After you go through this, you'll come to know what it is of his holiness and his righteousness.
是你们赶上来符合神。
It is for you to run up to follow on with God.
而不是让神去降低他的要求来符合你们。
It is not for God to lower his standard to meet what you want.
虽然你们在那种情况的里头好像给带到一无所有，一无所事，也一无所望。
Though it seems as if in your circumstances you're brought to a point that you have nothing, you have nothing to live for or hope for even.
而你们以为神放弃我们了，神不要我们了。
And you think that God has forsaken you, that God does not want you anymore.
如果神还纪念我们，我们怎么会落到这样凄惨的地步呢？
If God does indeed still remember us, why are we so pitiful?
你们对神的认识太肤浅了。
Your understanding of God is too shallow.
对神的感觉太迟钝了。
Now your feeling toward God is too dull.
像那五十那两个门徒主对他说的话。
As the disciples on the way to Emmaus and the words which the Lord said to them.
迟钝了。
You are hard of believing.
神说，
God says,
你们觉得很疲乏，疲乏的没有办法抬起头来了。
You feel faint that you have no power to lift your head.
而你们觉得神放弃你们，神再没有恩典给你们了。
And you feel God has forsaken you, no more grace for you.
但是神说，
But God says,
你们不认识神。
You do not know God.
你们只知道用你们的智慧去制造偶像。
You only know to create idols with your wisdom.
你们却没有智慧来认识这一位又真又活的神。
Yet you do not have the wisdom to come to know this true and living God.
神就说，
God says,
是疲乏的他赐能力，
He giveth power to the faint.
软弱的他加力量，
And to them that have no might he increases strength.
神能做这个事，
God is able to do this.
因为他是创造的神，
Because he is the creator.
他并不疲乏，
He does not faint.
他是永在的神，
And he is the almighty God.
都和神在上面说过的话有呼应的。
Now this echoes what God has previously told us.
是你觉得软弱了，他能赐你力量。
When you feel weak, he can give you strength.
因为他是一切的源头。
Because he is the source of all.
你觉得你没有什么力气了，
When you feel faint,
神可以给你力量。
He can give you power.
你如果看你自己有，因为你是个人，
If you think you're a man and somebody and you have something,
那你就要知道你是有尽头的。
And then you know you have a limit.
你不是无限的。
You're not infinite.
所以就是少年人也要疲乏。
Therefore even the youth shall find faint and be weary.
强壮的也必全然跌倒。
And the young man shall utterly fall.
如果你要看你自己所有，
If you want to look at what you
have, 你觉得自己可以有可是，
You feel that you are able,
那你的结局就是疲乏、
your result
困倦、跌倒。
Will be faint, weary, and utterly fall.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的经历了。
Brothers and sisters, that is our experience.
我们什么时候认为自己可靠，
Whenever we think we're trustworthy,
认为自己有办法，
We have a way,
因为自己能解开一切的难处，
That we can solve all and all difficulties,
结果我们从就给折磨到从黑发变成白发了，
And then we'll suffer to a point where our hairs are dark but now have become white,
从又嫩就变得又老 又粗了。
And from our youth, from our tenderness, we become old and rough.
神在这里说你全然跌倒。
And God says here, you will utterly fall.
没有一点点剩下，你还可以夸口的。
You have nothing left in which you can boast of.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他说如果你会等候神
But if you shall wait upon God
如果你会来到神的面前来仰望神
If you come before God to look unto him
你就不必看你落到一个什么样的光景
You need not see what condition you're falling into
你就重新得力
But you renew your strength
重新得力
You will renew your strength
不是你从前经历过的
It is not something you have experienced before
不是你曾经有过的
It's not something you originally had
在人中间有一句话很美丽的。
Amongst men, there is this word that are very beautiful.
怎么说呢
？How is that put?
我记得下一句，忘了上一句。
I remember the second half, but not the first half.
好像是这样。不在乎拥有。
It's not depending on our possessions.
是在乎我曾经有过。
But the fact is that I once beheld it.
这是不是就是人强强自己安慰自己的话。
Brothers and sisters, these oftentimes
其实是自己骗自己。
We used to comfort ourselves, but actually we're deceiving ourselves.
我虽然没有。
Oh yeah, I don't have it at all.
但是我曾经有过。
Oh, but I once had it.
不在乎天长地久，只在乎长久。
Now that is a man's way of thinking. But God says, God says, you shall renew your strength.
你要重新得到力量，是你从前没有尝过，没有经历过，也没有知道过的。
You'll have strength again, and this strength is something you have never tasted, you never had, and you have never experienced before.
因为你们从前一直在那里依靠自己的时候，你那么的结果就是疲乏困倦。
Because when you relied on yourself before, you'll be faint and weary.
现在你会过来转眼来看这一位创造天地和永在的神的时候。
But now, when you're willing to turn your eyes and look upon, wait upon this everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, then you shall gain strength.
就好像鹰展翅上腾。
And you shall mount up with wings as eagles.
弟兄姊妹，我这个我们都见过了，我们懂得了。
We've seen this, so we understand.
当那个鹰一展开翅膀要往天上飞的时候，就呜就是一直上了。
When the eagles will mount up with their wings and they will fly up, they will mount up and fly straight upward.
但是这个，如果你只是看见这个形象，那也等于看不到。看不到什么。
But even if you only seen that phenomenon, you haven't seen it at all.
但是神借以赛亚在这里说话，如鹰展翅上腾，是说到你很有冲劲儿。
But here, when God used these words to describe for us, mount up with wings as eagles, it tells us we'll be filled with energy and strength.
但是如果只是单有冲劲儿的话，那还是有困乏的一天。
Now, if we only have that energy, that burst of energy,
还是要歇下来。休息休息
we'll still be faint and weary and we'll still have to rest and take a break.
但是神不是叫你一直看着那个鹰往上腾。
But God is not showing us that we're like eagles with our wings mounted that will continue to go upward.
他是让我们留意那个鹰上腾的那一刹那。
But he wants us to take note at that moment as the eagle mounts up its wings.
他那一个冲劲儿。
And that burst of energy.
但是这个冲劲儿啊你仰望耶和华。
But when you wait and look upon the Lord for this energy, this power,
他是不会疲倦的。
They will not be weary.
所以说他们奔跑却不困倦。
They shall run.
行走却不疲乏。
And not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
哈，我们感谢我们的主。
Now we thank our Lord.
我们留意到神说了那么许多的话。
When we take note of all the words God has said.
要把那些在灰暗里头的百姓的心思扭转过来。
In order to turn the hearts of the people who are in darkness.
怎么把他们扭转呢
？How does God turn them around？
这么一些。
The words have been many.
但是你看到。
But you can see.
他是根据两个事实来说话。
God speaks according to two truths.
一个就是他所是。
One is who he is.
一个就是他所做。
And one is who he has done.
在神的所是，在神的所做的里头。
And these two things, who God is, what he has done.
如果人能看见。 这一个,
if man is able to see this,
那他们在属灵的路上是不会困乏的,
then they will not be faint in their spiritual path.
他们也不会因着一些在地上面所碰到的挫折,
then they will not be disappointed when they hit obstacles in this way. Because it is not because they are strong in of in themselves.
完全是因为他把他的那一个指望连接在神的旨意里。
That is because those individuals have connected their hope to the will of God.
他把他们的那个力量的供应的源头连到神那里去。
They have connected the source of their strength to God.
是这一位神做他们的扶持。
And it is this God who is their support.
做他们的供应。
And their provision.
做他们的引导。
And their guide.
也做他们的保护。
And their protection.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
那所以一转到41章的时候,
therefore, when we go to chapter 41,
那我们就看到一个更大的事情,
we see a greater thing.
神把他们带到一个很具体的事情,
God brings them to a very practical thing.
什么事呢?
What is that?
就是你们的前途,
that is your future.
你们的前途谁来决定?
Who determines your future?
当然我们今天晚上不能不下去了。
Of course, we cannot go on this evening.
但是我给弟兄姊妹你看到,
but I want brothers and sisters to see.
上面,
previously,
神的百姓就说,
the people of God said,
我们的道路向神隐藏了,
our way is hid from God.
我们的冤屈神不再过问,
our judgments are passed over from God.
到了41章,神就在那里给他们一件事情。
In chapter 41, God gives them this.
你们看,
behold,
你们将来要碰到一些什么事情,
and all these you will encounter.
我现在就告诉你,
I will tell you now.
那个事情是我做的,
and I'm the one who have done so.
但是这个事情从来有没有人告诉你过呢?
But have anyone ever told you this?
从来没人告诉过你,
no one has ever told you this.
但是我现在告诉你,
but now I tell you,
我要做一件事情,
I will do this,
让你们从困乏的里边转回过来,
so that you will turn from your shortcoming.
你们现在听着,
here,
虽然不是马上你们碰到,
even though you will not encounter this right away,
等到那一天, 你碰到的时候你就知道,
but on that day when you encounter it, you will know,
是我说的,
it is I who have said.
我不是只是说笼笼统统的, 一些外表的事情,
not only do I just tell you something very abstract, very general,
我是要把整个的那个事实最焦点的事情,
but I'll tell you all the facts and even the focal point.
以后我们看下去,
and later on when we read on, we'll see.
神说,
God said,
我要兴起一个人,
I will rise up an individual,
这个人的名字叫什么,
and what his name is,
他们就要把你们调转过来,
and he will turn your footsteps.
那么神说那个人是谁呢?
And who is this person that God is saying?
我们都知道了,
of course, we all know.
我们读以斯拉记的时候我们知道,
even when we read Ezra, we know.
那这个事情, 跟以赛亚现在说这个话的时候, 有多长的距离呢?
But from the time now when Isaiah says these words until then, how long a period of time is that?
150 years.
哎呦,你说150年? You say 150 years.
几代的人都过去了,
as few generations have passed.
但是弟兄姊妹神看的是以色列,
but brothers and sisters, what God sees is Israel, and not individuals.
神是看那一个团体,
God is looking at the corporate body, because God has chosen the corporate body.
在旧约的时候,
in the old covenant, God sees Israel.
那在新约的日子,
in the new covenant, we know God looks upon the church.
所以如果从神的计划里边来看,
therefore, when we look at it from the plan of God, 150 years,
算不得什么,
it is nothing.
但是在人来说,
but with man,
150年,
150 years.
但是神在150年前就说, but 你们将来的那一个遭遇,
even 150 years before, God tells them, this is what will happen. And when you see this, then you will know who it is that spoke with you.
Oh, 我们感谢神,
we thank God.
那么详细的事情, 我们读到那里的,
we'll go into the specific details when we get there.
但是从40章开始,
but starting from verse 40, chapter 40,
说到66章就是整个以赛亚的 后半部。
That is to the end of Isaiah chapter 66, the second half. 所以一直是围绕着这样的一个
要求来向他的百姓说话。
God speaks to his people according to this requirement.
我们实在要感谢赞美我们的神。
Indeed, we have to praise and thank our God.
神不住地在那里说话。
God continues to speak there.
要让他名下的人能回到他们该站的地位。
So that those who belong under his name will return and stand in the position they ought to.
从前对以色列。
Before it's toward Israel.
如今是对着他自己的教会。
Now is to his own church.
环境和对象虽然是不一样的。
The circumstances and audience are different.
但是神说话的原则没有更改。
But the principle in which God speaks does not change.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
但愿我们从主从前说过的话的里头看到神今天向我们要说的话。
May it be from the spoken word of God we would see and hear the word which God speaks to us today.
我想我们今天晚上的交通就停在这儿。
I think we'll end our fellowship here tonight.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
我们实在需要你更深的恩待我们。
Indeed, we need to ask a deeper grace from you.
我们越过越知道，如果你不把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐下来。
The more time goes by, we know if you do not give us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation,
你的话对我们来说真的是封闭的。
Then your word indeed is closed to us.
但是感谢我们的主。
But Lord, we thank you.
你是说话的神。
You are God who speaks.
你乐意你的话给众人都听见。
And you're willing for all your words to be
heard of men. 所以你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Therefore, you give us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
我们为此向你感谢不尽。
And for this, we give you unceasing thanks.
主，你给我们看到一点点。
Lord, you show us a little bit.
我们里面就已经有光了。
We have some light within.
你给我们看见一点点。
Even if you show us a little bit.
我们这个人就释放了。
Then we're set free.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank thee, Lord.
你不是要我们只看见一点点。
You do not only want us to see a little bit.
你要我们看见你整个的永远的计划。
You like for us to see your entire plan.
你怎么安排。
How you arrange.
你怎么约束。
How you constrain.
你怎么管理。
And how you govern.
你怎么带领。
And how you lead.
你都要我们知道。
You like for us to know.
主，因此我们到你面前。
Therefore, Lord, we come into your presence.
求你给我们一个渴慕的心。
And we ask that you give us a hunger and thirst. 也扩
充我们对你的渴慕。
And that you also expand our desire for you.
但愿你的话一解开，我们就看见光。
And when your light is open, we see light.
但愿你的话一进来，我们就活了。
And when your word enters, we're quickened.
我们敬拜赞美我们的神。
Lord, we praise and thank thee.
谢谢主晚上给我们的交通。
Lord, we thank thee for tonight's fellowship.
仰望主在以后的日子把我们更进到交通的丰富里。
Lord, we look to thee from the days ahead that you enter, let us enter into riches of
your
fellowship.
不单让我们在聚会里面，我们享用你的丰富。
Not only do we enjoy your abundance here in the meeting.
让我们在自己的地方，单独的与你有交通的时候，你也叫我们同样的享用你的丰富。
But even when we're alone with you in fellowship, likewise we can enjoy the riches of your fellowship.
因为你是没有停止你手中工作的神。
Because you have not ceased from working.
你要叫我们如鹰展翅上腾。
And you want us to mount up with wings as eagles to fly upward.
你要让我们奔跑不困倦。
And that we shall run and not be faint.
我们不疲乏。
And we shall not be weary.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢你在过去的带领，你果然是这样将我们去经历你的自己。
We thank you. This is indeed how you have led us in the past, and we have experienced you in this way.
主，在余下的日子，你保守我们常活在这种光景里。
Lord, in the remaining days, that you will keep us to continue to be in this condition.
直到见你的面。
Until we see thee face to face.
所以求主随时救我们脱离幽暗的心思。
Lord, that you would always deliver us from dimness.
把我们常安置在你自己的面光底下。
That you will always set us before the light of your countenance.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你爱世间属自己的人，就爱到底。
Because you love those who belong to you in this world, and you love them to
the end. 我们为了这一个，我们是不能不受安慰。
And for this, we are greatly comforted.
我们再次说，感谢爱大也归给你。
Again, we say, all thanksgiving and adoration be given to thee.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name. Amen.